under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of this Veterans Day edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Monday, November the 11th. Double check, make sure banks are open or not open before you head out. Donald Trump, breaking news, has selected former ICE director Tom Homan, H-O-M-A-N, to be the new border czar for his upcoming administration. Homan has been tasked with overseeing the largest mass deportation operation in United States history. You know who he is. He's that, I think, New Yorker, truck-driving, foul-mouthed, big guy that had been in charge of ICE, former director of ICE, Immigrations, Customs Enforcement. Well, now Donald Trump has said, build the wall. You're the border czar. Do it. And while building the wall, I want you to be in charge of rounding up all these illegals and getting them the heck out of our country. Well, I apologize in advance. He uses a couple of foul language truck driver words in speaking at the rally. But this is what Tom Homan had to say. There's some background music in this that the levels aren't right, but I'm going to go ahead and play it for you anyway.
Say a few things, so if I offend anybody tonight, I don't give a shit. How many pounds of fentanyl didn't make in this country to kill Americans? How many known suspected terrorists didn't make in the country? How many billions of dollars did the cartels make? President Trump is one badass president. He secured the border at a level we've never seen before. And I got a message to the millions of illegal aliens that have been released into the United States under this administration. Don't get too comfortable. We're going to need some help. Do I have any volunteers that want to come back and help run the biggest deportation operation in the history of this nation? In January of 25, the greatest president of my lifetime walking back in the White House. He tells me, I say 120 days. He says, no, you got 60 to lock the border. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what I told the president. He comes back. I come back. We fix this shit.
Whoa.
Hey, look, they gave me five.
Whoa. I apologize for the language. But they're going to fix it. They're going to fix it. And you have to understand, Donald Trump ran on this. You see, you have to understand the way this works. When candidates come out with their platform, Vicki's was very simple here in Antrim County to be the clerk, restore election integrity in Antrim County. That was on her signs. That was on her business cards. That's what she ran on. That's what she won on. She is now going to be, in January, sworn in by Judge Kevin Elsenheimer to be the next clerk of Antrim County. Donald Trump ran on and talked about on the campaign trail deporting illegals as a top priority. Well, he just put one badass in as being the border czar and working with ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, rounding up illegals and shipping them back out of this country to their home countries. You want to come back legally? You make application. You go through the legal hoops to get back into our country. The border is going to be shut down once and for all. Do you know Ronald Reagan ran on this back in 1980, his first election against Jimmy Carter? He never did it. Former governor of the state of California, with one of the largest borders down there in San Diego up against Mexico, never did it. Well, Donald Trump and Tom Homan are going to do it. We are going to fix it. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
SecuritySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three here on this Veterans Day. Diverging a little from Michigan news, Michigan politics, going off on another national story here. You may have heard the good news. U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell is not running to stay on as Senate Majority Leader. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Good riddance. Bye-bye. Right off into that beautiful Kentucky bluegrass sunset. We are done with you. Thank you, God. Well, guess what? There's a race. Two U.S. senators want to be the next Senate Majority Leader. I'm personally supporting Rick Scott, the U.S. Senator from Florida. Who is the establishment rhino running against Rick Scott? U.S. Senator John Thune. The very same U.S. Senator who was always standing directly behind Mitch McConnell at every press conference he ever gave, Thune was standing right there with him. But he made a statement, actually a post on Twitter X account, way back over 8 years ago, October 8th of 2016. Well, somebody took a screenshot of it. And guess what? Senator John Thune said on October 8th of 2016, as we were heading into the election between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump should withdraw from the race and make his vice president pick, Mike Pence, our nominee, effective immediately. It was over some hit piece that broke, that came out, the October surprise of 2016 that didn't work. Donald Trump defeated Hillary Clinton. She lost her mind. She started screaming and throwing things and just had to be sedated to even go to sleep that night. Well, Thune wanted Trump to withdraw from the race and have Mike Pence run against Hillary Clinton. Well, of course, history shows, and we all know, Donald Trump didn't do that. They went on to win and defeat Hillary Clinton. So you have to understand the process. This process is ongoing right now as we speak. So in the process of this race, there is now an election by the U.S. Republican senators to pick a new Senate Majority Leader. Well, Elon Musk 4 hours ago put up a tweet that said the new Senate Majority Leader must be someone who will respond to the will of the people. Alex, who wrote the original post, said, let's make it clear to the Senate that we elected Donald Trump and therefore the majority leader should be someone who voters feel will help him get his agenda done. The people want Rick Scott, not John Thune, I believe from South Dakota, or Cornyn, oh my God, from Texas. Are you kidding me? This guy is in the race too? Absolutely not. So, if you live in a state with a Republican U.S. Senator, you need to get a hold of them and tell them to support Rick Scott from Florida. And by the way, folks, have you seen the county maps? This is amazing. This is a sea of red everywhere. You will not, you know what? I'm going to take a picture of this because this is unbelievable. I did not know. I had no idea the red tidal wave that Donald Trump was able to pull. This is unbelievable. Go into camera, turn off my flash, take a picture of this. if you want a picture of the country broken down county by county, text me map. Just text me map. Why did that? Oh, there it is. Okay, I got to edit this. I got to square this up. I got to take off the bars. I'm going to remove my tabs so it's not included in the picture. I'm going to move the sides in so you see just the map as big as possible. This is unbelievable. I had no idea. I had no idea that this thing was this overwhelming. My phone's already blown up. I got to save the picture. Stop texting me for a second. Save. There we go. Did I save it right? No. Randy, you got to fix that corner. Okay, go into edit. Then you got to shift this down a little bit. There. Pull in that corner. There. Don't cut off main. There we go. Okay, main is saved. Oh my God, this map is unbelievable. I did not see this. I appreciate whoever posted this on Twitter. Now save it. Are we good? All the borders are clear? Okay, save. Okay, I can't get the top right corner to format properly without screwing up the left corner. So I'm going to go back to photos. 27 text messages. This map that I'm sending out to you guys, click on it, enlarge it, and look at the county lines. These are the county lines that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance won. Flat out won. In Michigan, let me expand this and count this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Leelanau? Really, Leelanau? You went for Harris? No wonder Betsy Cofia won against Lisa Trombley. So in the Lower Peninsula, it appears there's 8 counties that Harris won. Up in the UP, guess what, folks? One. Marquette County, the Communist Socialist Democrat County of Marquette in the UP. It's where Vicky's brother lives. I can't believe, John and Tammy, you guys still live in that stupid county of Marquette. They got a nice place. That's why they're there. But it looks like Wayne County, Oakland County. What's west of Wayne County, folks? Is that Washtenaw? I don't know. Counties, 2 counties out west, Grand Rapids area, and it looks like probably Kalamazoo and Leelanau. I can't believe this. But anyway, bottom line is, text me map. This is unbelievable. And if you have a Republican U.S. Senator, this tweet that Elon Musk put out, tell your Republican U.S. Senators to vote for Rick Scott. Not John Thune of South Dakota, and surely not Cornyn from Texas. That rhino, are you kidding me? He's almost as bad as McConnell, if not worse. Wow, this is amazing. Maps are coming in left and right. No, I'm not going to look at that. Nope, not going to look at it. I got another video from this FEMA staging national emergency that's occurring here in Michigan. 6 counties, FEMA trucks coming into the 6 counties to prepare for a national disaster emergency training. What are they talking about? A national emergency possibly coming up on January 20th? January 6th, when the electors go to the Electoral College and turn in the votes, the Vice President, Kamala Harris, I believe, even though she was on the ballot and lost badly, will be the President Pro Tem of the U.S. Senate and will be taking the electors' slate for Donald Trump. Final numbers came in, 312 to 226. Exactly that map I had from Real Clear Politics about a month before the election came true. Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, they all went for Donald Trump. Here, let me enlarge Pennsylvania. One, two, three, four, five counties. How many counties they have? I think it's like 66 or 67. Five counties in Pennsylvania. Again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, plus Marquette, nine counties out of the 83 in Michigan. Down in Florida, let's see, one, two, three, four, five counties. Five counties. State of Texas, oh my God, complete sea of red except for, of course, the Houston area. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11 counties in Texas. And what's really interesting on this map, look at California. Northern California and the eastern edge of California, almost the entire length of it, is red. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Only 22 counties in California went Democrat. Which ones? Of course, San Diego and LA, where the biggest population is. Unbelievable. This is amazing. And the cool thing about this map, folks, this is broken down by county. Continental U.S., I don't think they have Hawaii and Alaska on here. Doesn't matter. Hawaii went Democrat, Alaska went Republican. So they offset each other. We're just looking at the 48 continental United States. Some of these states, oh, what state is just north of Texas with that panhandle? Oh, yeah, baby. Oklahoma. Guess what? Appears to be the only state. Let me look real quick. Yeah. Oklahoma, the only state in the country, every county is Republican. Every county. Nevada was close. Out west, next to California, one county blue. Las Vegas, Nevada. Unbelievable. So, yeah, this is very interesting map. You definitely want to text me map, and I'll send this to you. Up to 47 maps. Otsego County, thank you, Michael Kamishek. Their county convention is going to be December 5th.